And, you know, Kevin's doing a fine job in the sports, but well, you missed one. Missed a story.
What did I miss?
So here I am, back scooping up like the guy at the back of the parade, the things that...
Oh, the candy?
Saving my fanny.
That's it.
What did I miss?
Dallas Cowboys opened a Victoria's Secret inside the stadium before Monday night's game.
You're right. You got me. I miss Victoria's Secret
okay,
in Jerry World.
Exactly.
Oh, I thought you said a Victoria's Secret. I was, thought he was laughing because it's Victoria's.
Oh, no, like, no, it'd be oh, Victoria's
I
just, Secret.
Yeah, I wasn't picking it up.
Okay, at what point, after you've had enough $7 beers...
and, hey, baby, and, let's go down and find you some panties.
Exactly. I mean, at or do you go drown your sorrow because the Cowboys are getting... whooped at their own house. I mean, what is it that necessarily causes you to believe that you need to go to that particular location? Because I'm going to say there's probably more than one in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to guess that the overhead might be such that the prices would be a little higher.
My guess is they have specialty items in there, yeah. Like you can only buy stadium jerseys, official
right.
jerseys at the stadium,
right.
Stuff
so
like that.
That's
have,
just a little weird.
You can get your Dallas
a
Cowboy
little?
Drawers.
Yeah, yeah, be Dallas Cowboy drawers right here at Victoria's Secret inside Cowboy Stadium. Now, again, and it costs a fair amount to get in to shop at the store because – don't you have to have a ticket to get in?
One would think, yes.
Do they give you a discount for that?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Not here. At Jerry World. They yeah. don't give you a discount
No, they'll
on
give
anything.
You a discount for anything there, so we'll do that. So we had the story this morning about the bombs that they have just kind of decided to drop in the Gulf. It was in a local newspaper yesterday.
I read that story, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of scary to think that somewhere up in D.C., a bunch of people got together and thought that was a good idea. Kat, have you,
yeah, what? I think the main part, is this really the main part of the story that you were wanting to pick out?
Yeah.
At the time, the government thought.
Yeah, that's it. At the time, the government thought. Yeah, that's it. Where's that guy who was in charge of that operation? Let's take a bunch of bombs and just dump them in the ocean.
No one in Texas will care.
Yeah.
Well, but from how long ago? Because I think the thing I saw was, you know, they stopped doing that in the 70s.
Yeah, well, and again, in any community, and ours is certainly a fine example.
It's always great to dump bombs on someone else's area.
No. It's just,
why
so
didn't they dump
out?
Them outside of, you know, Washington, D.C.?
Sure, you know, you can go back tons of years ago when Ken Martin bought the old Shiloh Hall and opened Fort Shiloh Steakhouse.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and there are people who've lived here for 15 years and don't even know what that is, but they said, that'll never work. It's way out of town. Why would anybody drive all the way out there to eat? You know? You know where that is? That's like about near where the College Station City Cemetery is, right by the Manor Inn or whatever
now,
it's called down there.
I've been told the only thing that was past that was where Walmart is, and that was the drive-in.
Well...
or thereabouts.
Yeah, no, there wasn't a drive-in out there. But
oh,
that's
okay.
That was out in... that was... Shiloh Hall. I mean, you'd go out in the country out there. But, yeah, that was so far out that nobody would drive all the way out there to eat lunch or dinner. So, anyhow, so it always happens. Again, I guess maybe if you went like 400 miles offshore and wanted to dump bombs, that might work out okay. All right, so how many times have you heard a skin cream has, quote, deep penetrating action?
Okay. Almost all of them.
Yep. Well, don't believe it. It's impossible, according to a university study. There is no way that the nanoparticles of that skin cream can carry any kind of nutrients deep under the surface, as they claim, because the skin basically acts as a barrier. And keeping nanoparticles, and those are itty-bitty, out of the body, well, I mean, that's better than the scientific.
Yeah, I get you.
So basically you're saying skin cream cannot penetrate our skin, and yet... just a couple of weeks ago, there was a study saying that when we touch plastic, it's absorbed into us forever and ever. Amen. Do you remember that story?
No.
About all the...
Did I do that story?
Yeah, it was about a bunch of kids.
That
like...
scares me.
It was like, I can't remember the specific chemical compound at this particular moment, but it was it was school children and, oh, yeah, we're making stuff out of this plastic. And
it's being absorbed into their bodies.
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
So, yeah, well, that's fine because, I mean, people come up to me and say, what was it that you said this morning? I said, I don't know. I wasn't listening. But the so-called penetrating action from skin cream, comes from the deposits into the creases of the you know, not under the surface. It just goes into the creases. That's about as far as it penetrates. So, but they call it deep penetrating action, and that's why you went and spent $80
exactly
for that stuff there.
Just, exactly.
Yeah, perfect thing to do. Now, Butch Cassidy's gun sold for $175,000 at auction in California.
Oh, wow. So wasn't it that same Bonnie and Clyde auction?
No,
we
is
about?
It, this must be, is this gun auction time?
I guess.
They did that one on Sunday. A gun the Wild West outlaw Butch Cassidy wielded in the late 19th century and later tried to exchange for amnesty drew a $175,000 bid at a California auction house. The Colt revolver was turned over to a sheriff in Utah in 1899 as part of Cassidy's failed attempt to obtain amnesty from the governor. The bid for the Colt came over the weekend from a buyer who wants to remain anonymous. Cassidy and his partner, who went by the name of the Sundance Kid, of course, Rob Banks, if you saw the movie, they jumped off the cliff.
And, oh, sure, give it away.
Yeah, sorry. Well, excuse me, if that's a spoiler by now, you weren't interested in the first place. Cassidy had been long thought to have been killed in a shootout in Bolivia, but his face remains his fate remains mysterious. As far as members of his family and former associates, they think he returned to the U.S. and lived under a false identity.
Interesting.
You never know for sure. Of course, then there's Tom Mix. Remember Tom Mix? Tom Mix was the cowboy star, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that he had special tires made for his car?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that
to do what?
Had TM in the tread.
Oh.
So that if he rode on a dirt road, it would leave TM.
See, my
the
first
dirt.
Thought was that they were horseshoes, like so when he jumped
out
of the road.
Yeah, but that's it. No, not it. TM, that's it.
That's funny.
Okay, so here we go. It's the top sexiest men for 2012. Kat, we'll get your.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah, we'll give you the top.
What do they wash dishes? Are they good with children? Is that what makes them sexy? That's what makes men sexy to me. I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's see. I'll give you the top eight.
We'll defer to you on these.
Yeah, that's it. The top eight. I don't even know who some of these. Now, Kevin, you'll have to help me because some of these people I'm certainly not going to know. Paul Wesley, do we know who he is?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Paul, Kevin, you know?
No.
All right. Yeah. Number seven, Taylor Lautner.
Yep. Don't know who that is.
He's one of the, he's either a vampire or a werewolf.
Oh, one of those. Okay, I got you. Okay. Number six, back in the list this year, Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, I do know who that is.
Yeah. He's Iron Man.
He's Iron Man. He's done a lot of other stuff. Yeah. And again, resurrected his career because about 6 or 7 years ago, he was in bad shape.
Oh, yeah.
Number five is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Don't know who that is.
Is that a made-up name?
He's probably made fun of in junior high, whoever it is.
I mean, do you know him, Kevin?
I don't have a clue.
How about, okay.
I'm looking it up now because that one's got me.
Benedict Cumberbatch, Cumberbatch. Don't know who he is. Number four is Michael Facebender.
I don't know who that is either.
I'm familiar with that one.
Okay, I got number three. That's Johnny Depp. I know who he is.
When you type in Benedict, the first thing that comes up is that guy, and I don't recognize him.
All right, there you go then. Number two is Tim Hiddleston. Number one is Robert Pattinson. That's another one of those people.
He played Stephen Hawking in a movie.
Just a little baby.
Mr. Cumberbatch.
Oh,
well,
he?
I'm disappointed that Colin Firth is not on that list.
No, well, Colin's probably a little too old, don't you think? I mean,
I don't know. Or Sean Connery.
Well, see, and again, you know, he's kind of a classic type dude. But
sexiness is an attitude.
Well, that's a good point. That's probably right. These are all
so I have a chance. I could someday be sexy.
We'll say it's sometimes an attitude. All right, Ken. In four of the last five elections, the husband of Family Circle's First Lady Cookie Contest winner has become president. I'm not saying that's a predictor. I'm just telling you that four
that's
out of the last
happened.
Five times. So will Michelle Obama's latest victory over Ann Romney continue that trend? Or did Cindy McCain's 2008 win break the streak? You see, in 1992... it was Clinton versus Bush, and Hillary's oatmeal chocolate chip cookies beat out Barbara Bush's classic chocolate chip cookies. Once again, I'm figuring both those ladies were slaving in the kitchen. In Clinton and Dole, it was Elizabeth Dole's pecan rolls, or if you're from up there, pecan rolls, also fell to Clinton's oatmeal chocolate chip. So she just kept bringing the same thing back,
go.
I guess. Now, in 2000, Laura had her cowboy cookies. And that dominated Tipper Gore's ginger snaps. I've never gotten ginger snaps. I don't get that.
Me either.
They are good with homemade vanilla ice cream.
Are they? Well, what's not good with homemade vanilla
Fair enough on that.
Yeah.
Garlic.
Okay, yeah.
Laura
Bush won again with her oatmeal chocolate chunks in 04. Teresa Hines Carey's pumpkin spice cookies didn't stand a chance. So this year it's Miss Obama. She ditched her shortbread for white and dark chocolate chips this year. That's what she's going to be doing. And Ann Romney did M&M cookies, but only lost narrowly. What's the attraction of M&M cookies?
Because they're colorful. Gotten it either.
I just don't get that.
If you used a semi-sweet M&M.
There's no such thing, is there?
Yes, I used to eat them. Well, whenever I was a kid and the Lion King came out, I would heat them up in the microwave and pretend I was Timon and Pumbaa smashing bugs.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. The candy crust kind of explodes.
You are unusually unusual, my friend.
I'm just being vulnerable, man.
Who had to go very nice? And who cleaned up the microwave?
No.
It stays in the shell.
Yeah, no. Yeah, in your hand, not in the microwave.
Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you didn't experiment to see how long they could go without exploding?
No, because then you don't get to enjoy them. The whole point is you heat them up.
There's a game of that in college.
What?
You do it with an egg.
Yeah, well, an egg, I understand.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
no, incidentally, have you ever put purple grapes in the microwave? They make sparks.
Yes.
I did that in college. It was like a 30-year-old microwave.
Now, see, my guess is me doing this and you and Kat doing this were completely different.
Yeah.
We were in two completely different mindsets when I was putting stuff in the microwave.
I don't know. Did you
eat football season?